That's Ian McTeer playing Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 3. And it's not just any old piano that he's playing, it's a new British-made instrument. Cavendish Pianos, based in former cowsheds in the Yorkshire Dales, is hoping to revive the art of making pianos. It's claimed that during the late 19th century, more people were employed making uprights and grands in London than in any other manufacturing business. But over the years, the sound of British piano makers has faded as the industry moved to the far east. So could it become as desirable to own a set of ivories with a Made in England label as it is to own, say, a Steinway made in Germany or America? Harriet Smith is a music journalist specialising in pianos and founding editor of the International Piano Quarterly, and she's on the line now. Good evening.
Good evening.
Harriet Smith, is there a sound, a discernible sound, a recognisable sound of the English piano?
I don't think there's so much an English sound, but there's certainly a European sound, which is quite different from the sort of sound favoured by Far Eastern makers. So I think what Cavendish are looking to buy into, if you like, is that sort of, you know, that warm, mellow sound that we associate with Steinways and Bösendorfers and you know, the great makes historically from Europe.
And how do they differ then from, if you like, the Far Eastern sound? How would you describe that?
Well, I think there's a cliche about the Far Eastern sound being a very kind of bright, somewhat aggressive sound, almost kind of quite jangly at the sort of top registers if it's not a great instrument. That's true to some extent, and it's of course partly a matter of taste, and it's also partly a matter of wanting to produce an instrument that's very powerful and that can fill the bigger halls in the world.
And is it about the manufacturing process in the same way that we talk about Stradivarius's having been made a particular way? Is it that different woods are used?
There's an element of that, but a lot of it has to do with the way that you tension the strings. And I mean, when obviously the most famous pianos in the world are Steinways, historically speaking, which is a kind of German and American brand in the sense that its original maker emigrated to the States. And they brought out so many developments in the instrument during the course of the 19th century, so many kind of patents, which people ever since have been trying to imitate and improve upon, and, you know, so it's gradually kind of developed.
So you say there's a European sound, but do you think it would be possible to actually create a completely new sound in this day and age?
No, I don't, to be honest. I mean, obviously, it's not the only English maker of pianos. We should just remember that, because Broadwood is still going, albeit on a fairly small scale these days. I think the most interesting parallel is perhaps with Fazioli pianos, which are Italian pianos that came into being about 30 years ago. And they set out to conquer a market that was both amateur and professional. There are quite a few professionals who swear by the instruments, and they set out to do things very much their own way and create a Fazioli sound. You can't make an entirely new sound out of a piano, I don't think. You'll have nuances to it, but that's about it.
I suppose this only really matters if people are going to play the pianos.
Exactly, and I know that some The Cavendish is aimed, you know, at the sort of family market initially. I think they've been quite modest about their aims. But obviously what would really help their cause is if professional pianists do take up the instrument and do say, gosh, what a marvellous thing this is, you know, and let's go and buy British.
Harriet Smith, thank you very much.